for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
MCG on a Sunday afternoon. All that's left is a handful of security guards and some seagulls. Crowd has cleared out. Wasn't a massive crowd here this afternoon. 20,023 for this clash between Melbourne and GWS, with the Giants getting home by 26 points. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. And, of course, our caller of the year, a wonderful solar panel package to the value of $7,000, thanks to City to Surf Solar. Kurz Heyer, bring us all the stats, Benny, those, and also some AFL fantasy points. Of course, AFL fantasy football powered by Telstra.
We might start quickly with those fantasy points. Basically, they were all GWS Giants. Kelly, 135. Toronto, 130. Lockie Whitfield, 120. And HMAS Himmelberg, 5 goals and 102 points. He's sure the other one to reach triple figures with 100. Only one demon reached triple figures. That was Big Max Gorn with 132. Next best was Viney with 88. Harms with 87. From the game itself, well, it was Kurz Heyer. Unbelievably, GWS only had ended up having 3 more inside 50s than Melbourne. They had 18... make that 22 more marks. They had about 60 more disposals. They were plus 24 in contested possession, and they had 7 more tackles. But the stats probably didn't really tell the true tale of the game. The margin 26 probably flattered Melbourne to a degree. GWS actually had them cooked for 3 quarters, and Melbourne kicked 7 goals in the last term, but were never going to win the game. Gorn was huge, 8 marks, 25 possessions. 25 possessions for 200, and what is he, 8 centimetres is pretty good going. He actually led the team in disposal, so not much more Max Gorn could have done. Viney ended up with 23. His first half was quiet. He certainly lifted in the second half. Harms, 23. Wagner, Josh Wagner off halfback, 22, but only 10 effective. Stretch had 20. They were the only players, so 5 GWS players in the 20s. For the GWS Giants, Toronto 32 and 13 contested, Kelly 31, Whitfield 29, Shaw 27. He did a job on Garlett, who only had 3 effective disposals, and Hopper had 23. So Hopper and Taranto, they are shaping as players who just get under the guard each and every week. They're absolute stars for the GWS Giants. Haynes was great again, 20 touches. Green had 19. And we mentioned the 3-prong attack. Nothing better than the old 3-pronger up forward. And Himmelberg had 18 possessions, 5 goals, 7 marks. Finlayson, the second prong, he's the third of the prongs. 16 possessions, 9 marks and 1 goal, 1. And the lead prong, the big daddy prong up there, Cameron, who's leading the Coleman medal.
Dangerous.
He's the prong of all prongs for the GWS Giants. He kicked 3-2 from 8 marks and 15 possessions. So those 3 blokes kicked 9 goals between them. They were a force.
And fantastic. did you have a kappa a little earlier on, did you, or not?
Kappa Kappa. I did have a Kappa Kappa, but I will have a Kappa Kappa later after the game.
He's lost his marbles. Gold Coast last night. I reckon he's at the end of his tether, Benny. Gassing earlier.
I've spent 36 hours with Ben.
Yeah.
Is that just about. I've still got to drive him home.
Oh, no. Yeah. I reckon he'll be asleep by the time you get to the West Gate.
I'm just about done.
The old gasser.
No, just get him a coffee just as you're leaving. That'll make the trip real exciting.
No. Gappa, gappa.
give us some highlights, Cass, can you,
Hang on. Steamatic standout.
Oh, Steamatic standout.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Darren Bewick.
All Giants players in contention here, despite Max Gorn having a lot of the ball. Toronto, Kelly, Whitfield, great midfielder. But I'm going, the game, 3 quarters it went for. So I'm basing it on the first 3 quarters. And I'm with Nick Haynes as a steamatic standout player. 20 possessions, 10 rebound 50.
That's
so he
impressive.
Was a thorn in their side going forward all the time. The GWS.
Steamatic, don't panic, call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Proud to continue serving the Geelong community and now serving communities as far-reaching as the Vic-SA border, which of course is known as the Darren Berry line.
Don't cross it, I'll tell you what, you might get a cherry ripe on the other side.
Or a crunchy.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.